Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's another Manic Monday as we kick off a new week here on San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan. A little Gwynn and Chris for you here. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., and Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony should be getting ready for a game in Milwaukee right about now, but it didn't work out that way, as we all know. And I'm sure that the irony was not lost on anybody, guys. When the Brewers scored 6 runs in the first inning against the Cubs Saturday, outscoring what the Padres did in the entire series. It was just like another little, just a little reminder of how difficult that wild card loss was. But hopefully Tony made up for it. Celebrated your birthday over the weekend. Happy birthday, sir. You don't look any older.
Good.
But you didn't want to look older.
Nope.
But we had birthday over the weekend. Scraby, we don't know what he did over the weekend.
Not much.
We're not that interested, really.
Okay.
And
we're starting the week this way. Okay.
Yeah, the playoffs walks right in.
All right.
The playoffs continue today with the Dodgers and Phillies. By the way, Teoscar Hernandez got to be the worst right fielder I've ever seen. I mean, honestly,
that's how you start about Teoscar Hernandez.
Well, it leads into his home run, okay, which won the game. I mean, that's what I mean. You can play that way if you can win the game every time with a home run like he did. I mean, that ground ball that he just let roll past him to the wall was just like the latest
example of his excellence. Do you think that was as bad as Judge's?
Last year in the World Series?
No.
Did Judge do one too?
Yeah, one in the corner.
I didn't see Judge's.
In his defense, he is 6'7". So the ball is in the corner, and he was trying to like use his body to block it.
Yeah.
And it rolled right by him, and it rolled all the way to the wall.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the Yankees have been blown out, right, of both of those games. And that was some grand slam Vlad hit yesterday. And when you hit one in the upper deck, the bases loaded in the playoff, you can admire it for a second there. I mean, he deserved that admiration. But Yankees get the day off to lick their wounds, and we'll see if the Phillies can get to Blake Snell tonight. all of a sudden the Dodgers are looking like the Dodgers, and that's really annoying on top of everything else that we've had to deal with here.
I love that everybody is so quick to point to the fact that I think it was Pajes was had his arm out. He's giving signs according to the masses out there. But if you just look at the pitch, it's a 91-mile-per-hour fastball about belt high.
That's right, not going to get a big league hitter out.
No, it's just not.
Not going to get a big league hitter out.
What signs are being given? That's not a good pitch.
You can't throw that, number one. Number two, if you're giving signs and the guy can see them and steal them, then that's kind of on you. That's not banging trash cans.
No, we have a pitch count, right? So there's no fingers.
There's no way this should be happening. So if he really was giving a sign, that to me is on you. I'll be honest with you. The thing that's upsetting me about the Dodgers, I mean, everything's upsetting me. They look like the champs again. They look like the favorites again. They look dangerous. They're coming from three runs down. But the fact that they're getting to the ninth inning, and all of a sudden now they have a lights-out closer. Like this guy, Sasaki was a disaster for them all season. And now it's like they just call upon him and go, you've never done it before. You're 20 years old. You're totally wet behind the ears. Can you just please go out and lock down every playoff game? And so far, so good for Sasaki. Nobody's touched him yet.
Very similar to Adam Wainwright. Who came up?
Wainwright did the same thing.
Started out as a closer, and the thing is, he is a blank canvas. Like he doesn't have anything that he can lean on. So it's like, hey,
but why
man,
isn't he throwing balls and bouncing the ball in the dirt? Why isn't the moment too big for him?
Unlike the biggest stage, too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, for some reason, he was scared to death to pitch in April.
Now, he was crying.
He was in tears. Yeah, but now all of a sudden, it's like, okay, you got a 2-run lead in the ninth in game one.
Go ahead, handle that.
Yeah, we're gonna get Schwarber. You're gonna get. Turner, you're going to get whatever it is, Harper, and boom, boom, boom. So the Dodgers now, their weakness is a strength, apparently, with their ninth inning, and you got Snell going. I know the Phillies are at home tonight, but they're going to have their work cut out for him if Snell pitches like he's been pitching. And of course, Snell was pretty much a non-factor for the Dodgers most of the season also, but he's a factor now, and we'll see about that one. Milwaukee will play the Cubs again tonight as well. Game two there. The Brewers are going with the old opener. And we'll see about Churio. I guess he's the big question mark.
Had hamstring, a big game day to day.
Whether or not he'll play tonight. But, I'll be honest with you, probably like most Padre fans, I did not lead the league in watching the playoffs this weekend baseball. I watched some. I checked in here and there. I did see McKinstry's hit the other night that won for the Tigers. I checked on the Yankee game, but both of them were blowouts, so I immediately switched off. Yeah, I'm not into it, Tony, and I think it's fair for Padre fans to not be into it.
For sure.
Maybe we'll get back into it for the World Series just because that's the World Series, but
I tried not to watch it, but
You're going to flip it on.
I ended up like being locked in, especially the Yankees-Blue Jays game, even though it was
12-0 yesterday.
Yeah, it was putting it on.
Wasn't expecting
it. It was what was my man's name? Savage?
You Savage? Yes, Savage. Yeah, started. It's a YESAVAGE. He's 22 years old. I've never heard of him.
He was
and
nasty.
He pitches no hit ball yesterday for almost six innings.
He was as nasty as the Yankees dude.
Schlittler.
Yeah.
You're lucky I didn't make you say it.
Oh, did you see?
Helping you out.
By the way, everybody, if you're watching on YouTube, the main computer, Frank decided to restart it right before the show.
Oh, so
I'm blaming it on Frank, but it said it needed some updates. Schlittler. That's a really tough
thing.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Schlittler said that he was extra fired up because he saw a bunch of Red Sox fans making fun of his mom on Twitter.
Gotta get it.
I guess he's a Yankee or a Red Sox fan.
He's from Boston.
He's from Boston.
He went to Northeastern, and he actually pitched against the Red Sox in one of those spring training games where Northeastern played the Red Sox. But, Schlittler's going to have to save the Yankees now. They go home down 2-0. My dream was for the Yankees to play the Tigers in the American League so we could see the Schlittler-Dingler matchup. But that's starting to not look as good right now. By the way, for the Phillies and their fans, A little bad news already before the game gets underway. Harrison Bader, groin injury, not in the lineup tonight for Philadelphia.
That's their right-handed bat, too,
right
center
against,
field.
Well, against... they will bring – I guess what they'll do is they'll put Marsh in center and they'll get Castellanos back in there in right field. He's been on the bench lately.
Has Marsh been playing?
Well, yes, but again, against a lefty, maybe
that's
not.
That's what I'm saying.
And
they probably would have been out.
It's another lefty.
Yeah.
So the Phillies, I don't know if their lineups are out yet. I mean, it doesn't, you know, it's not the end of the world. But anyway, the playoffs do continue. Football weekend was pretty, I don't know. No, I'm not going to mention them. I didn't put them in the good, bad, and ugly because I'm sick of mentioning them. So let's just move right past those guys. And let's get to some real football. Now, that was Thursday.
We're already done with real football.
We're already done with being real.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Mac Jones was able to perform as well as he did after seeing a body in the marina that morning?
That's great.
You didn't see this, Tony?
No.
He said he woke up, went out to his balcony, looked down into the marina, and saw a body floating.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's pretty insane.
That's not cool.
Not cool at all. But he went out there, put it all behind him, won the game.
So happy for you.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Yeah, whatever.
Bang, bang, Mac Jones finding a body gang.
We'll have our good, bad, and ugly coming up. When do you want? You're going to do good, bad, and ugly at
3:40.
So we'll wrap up the weekend it was in the National Football League. There's no undefeated teams left, so I guess that brings the Dolphins back into play because the 72 guys could pop their champagne last night. Really
much easier
early
for
in
them
this
year, yeah.
Yeah, really early
yeah,
this
it
year.
Wasn't...
Only 5 weeks into the season, it's already over. So that was surprising. I didn't see that one coming, the Bills losing to the Patriots, but they did. And, you know, I don't know. The weekend in the NFL that was. We'll wrap it up for you. The other big thing, and we got to talk about this, is this Mark Sanchez story. It's getting... The more that is revealed, the more it is looking worse and worse for Mark Sanchez, who has been charged with felonies and all kinds of misdemeanors and all kinds of things, all the while as he's lying in a hospital bed with a stab wound from a altercation that he got in the other night. We'll get into that and some of our thoughts on that.
That's in the Big Five.
Yes, it is.
We might need the whole Big Five for this Mark
Sanchez.
Shout out
to Adam Schefter for butchering that first report as a robbery.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, oh yeah.
What did he say?
He said that he was stabbed after being robbed.
Oh, yeah, that's way. You can't make that mistake.
No.
You know,
especially not when the other guy's in the hospital with a massive,
a huge
cut
gash
on his face.
Yeah. Knocked my headphones right off.
It's getting a little tiresome. Everybody having to be first without ever being right.
Oh, and he's getting worse at it too, Adam Schefter.
That's a bad one for him. Aztecs look great Friday night. I want to talk about that. I did go to the game. I have some thoughts on the game at Snapdragon Stadium, but
the boys look good.
Denegal, the quarterback. He's throwing bombs like he was, I was going to say Daryl LaMonica, but you don't know who that is.
I have heard of him before.
He was the Mad Bomber way back when for the Raiders.
Can't use that nickname anymore.
Yeah, the Mad Bomber's taken, but man, he threw some big-time passes, and the Aztecs running game churned up the ground, and good job by Sean Lewis and company. So we'll get into that and all the college football. I did have one really happy moment this weekend. And that was Saturday afternoon when both Texas and Penn State lost within a matter of moments. And how about this? Both of them dropped completely out of the top 25.
As they should.
Which now means three of the preseason top four teams, Texas, Penn State, and Clemson,
are
all out of the top 25. Can we please
which
stop
leads
doing
us to?
Preseason rankings are the stupidest thing in college sports. All right, we're underway. Good to be with you. We got Tony back in the studio. We got Scraby in the studio. We got me. We're here till only 4 o'clock because Monday Night Football's coming up after us. Chiefs and Jags, so don't go anywhere. We'll get right to it when we return, Gwen and Chris.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP value menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Yeah, huh? where else can you get a big filling sit-down breakfast for only $6?
It is filling.
It is.
Wow. They'll give you 25 pancakes, and they'll give you that... What is it? Get the blueberry syrup.
Yes.
You got
they got all different kinds of syrup.
Raspberry syrup. You can have all kinds of little fun.
Where are you guys at with chocolate chip pancakes?
Hold that thought.
Oh, sorry.
Go to your happy plate with the $6 IHOP value menu available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations.
How can a pancake with chocolate chips be bad? I don't see how it
I don't
could be
feel
bad.
Like chocolate chips go in pancakes.
I'm not a fan of chocolate. Chocolate chips deserve to be in cookies.
Yeah, thank you.
Not in pancakes.
Well, how about an ice cream?
Okay, yeah, that's fine. We're talking about pancakes.
I can take that.
We're talking about pancakes.
How about in an acai bowl?
No.
It's good.
No. Fruit.
Yes, it is.
Chocolate.
It's separate. Good.
I'm eating an acai bowl, but throw in a bunch of chocolate chips.
Absolutely. I say put them in broccoli. It doesn't matter. Chocolate chips.
That is
chocolate,
disgusting.
That is bad. That's
that
all
may
bad.
Not work. Yeah, that may not work.
I just imagine like gooey chocolate chips and broccoli.
Yeah,
and
that may not
gross
work.
Down.
That may
That's
not
disgusting.
Work.
Talked a little bit about the Aztecs. You got some audio you want to play.
Yeah, so this morning there was a controversy on Ben and Woods. Mm-hmm. And Ben and Woods and Paul were talking about something that happened over the weekend, which was Tony Gwynn Jr.'s birthday. So happy belated birthday, Tony.
Thank you.
Just because Chris texted our group text.
I did that for a reason.
To
so
remind
that you
me?
Remember,
thank
yes.
you. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
Well, Ben found out something during this whole conversation, and this is a minute-long clip, but you have to hear it all.
Saturday afternoon, I texted him at 12:20 p.m.
12:20 p.m.
And he texted me back. I said, happy birthday, my guy. Wishing you an amazing day. Hope all is well.
Okay. And he said.
And at 3:17 p.m., he says, thank you, Paul. With an exclamation mark.
3:17 p.m.
A couple hours.
And Woods, you texted
That's pretty good, Tony.
1:02 p.m.,
yep.
Happy birthday, my G. Saturday, 3:21 p.m. Thank you, Woodsy. Appreciate you, brother.
4 minutes after me? Okay. Yeah. So he was off his phone, maybe, catching up on some texts.
All right. So he is on his phone in the 3 o'clock hour, you're saying?
Yup.
Because I text...
I think it was all he was doing in the 3 o'clock hour. Okay,
sounds like anybody that texted him probably got
so
a text.
I texted him at... 3:12 p.m. Happy birthday, right. Tony. When was you have a good one.
When was yours, Pauly?
3:17 is when he texted me back.
I got mine back at 3:21.
So he was on his phone within ten minutes of getting a text from me as well.
And your time was what time?
3:12.
5 minutes before
and he
my
texted
text.
Both of you guys back later, obviously. You guys had texted earlier, so I was, you know, later in the queue, I guess.
So there you go. That was the controversy. Ben, yeah. I watched this whole segment. It was hilarious.
So ultimately, he's not upset, but he didn't not get a text back.
No.
I got ours, by the way, at 3:18, so we were right in the middle of all the other
ones. Oh, I like that. Thank you for the... Okay, I love that.
Yeah, we were at 3:18 for ours.
So basically what it turned into was Woodsy and Paul were just giving Ben a hard time because Tony doesn't like Ben. So, because Tony texted everybody back in the 3 p.m. hour except for Ben.
And he has a very decent explanation for this, and I get it.
Yes. He's not a fan of Ben.
First of all, just approximately, because I only get like 6 happy birthday texts on my birthday, so it's easy to get back to everybody. How many do you get, approximately?
I probably got about 50.
Oh, wow. See what I mean?
Wow.
So
yeah.
Now you're looking at a
and
different animal.
I still
animal
haven't.
Here.
Returned all. I'm gradually getting through.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe Ben's still
I got
on
to
the...
Ben this morning. I caught wind of this conversation, and I realized, oh, dang, I didn't actually press in. So what happened was I got a bunch early, and I went from the bottom up, and so that whoever texts first, I kind of went up that way. And so that's why at the pretty much in that 3 o'clock hour, I was back on my phone.
Right.
And I was responding to
we were in
a
the
lot
first
of it.
We were in the
you
first
were in the first
bunch.
Group. Yeah. Now if you sent it at 3 o'clock, I probably didn't get back to that one right away.
Yeah, that's fair.
That was when Ben sent it.
That's when Ben sent it.
Hey Ben, how about sending your birthday text before the day is, before the sun goes down?
What's going on?
I was already into my birthday day at that point.
Yeah, man, I was a little late on the text there, Ben. I think you're lucky you even acknowledged it.
I got a text this morning saying you have to turn on Ben Woods right now, and I caught it when they were giving Ben a hard time for Tony not liking him.
I think that's a fair deal right there. You got to send that stuff out.
First of all, I appreciate all of the text messages, all of the tweets, all the IG love for my birthday. Thank
good
you, everyone.
Good job and out there. And I know you had a good celebration.
I got a question for you guys.
Oh. Okay.
Because this one, I go back and forth on. I'm not on X like that. You know, all my colleagues, my partner, they send out thank you for listening type deal.
Yeah. Oh, at the end of the season.
At the end of the season. Yeah. And I'm torn because I'm not really on there like that.
I thought about this too.
I always use this platform to say thank you.
You're almost
everybody.
Feeling like your colleagues are making it necessary for you
right.
to do a thank you to everybody.
Right.
But
as
I get
well.
What Tony's saying because it's to me, if I'm a tweeter and I see Tony say thank you, and I'm like, this dude's not even on Twitter.
Right.
Like he doesn't mean this.
He's just doing this
because
everybody
doing
else
this
is
because
doing
because
it.
It's the right thing. To, like Sammy Lev on Twitter all the time.
Right. You expect it from
puts
Tim.
Puts up a thank you, everyone, with a sweet shot of Wrigley Field, by the way, I gotta say, when it was like all the lights were on and everything. But I don't think. Yeah, you do. You usually do your talking on
here.
The show.
Yes. So. Thank you, everybody, who listened to me and Jesse all year long, our banter, our nonsense.
Yeah.
Hope
well,
you
it's
enjoyed
a,
it.
It's a different thing. I mean, you know, you have thousands upon thousands of people out there. Scraby, at the end of every year, goes around to everybody, every one of his Scrabinator listeners personally and thanks them for listening. Talk to all of them.
I don't know why he just threw me into that. Like, I don't actually have a
thank
list.
Thank you for listening. And thank you for listening.
I definitely do.
And you, I appreciate.
You know, someone came up to me. What broadcast was that? They were like, you must say hi to people all the time, and it must get old to you. I'm like, No. You showed up to see our show. You need to. I'm going to give you my attention because you gave me your attention.
Yeah.
That is more than I can ever ask for.
We appreciate everybody who ever comes out and definitely.
I love the throughout Petco Park. Screaming! Looking around, I can't find where they are.
That's funny. I didn't know random people yell screaming!
Oh, sometimes they do, yes. And then sometimes they are sitting behind me the whole game, and then they start saying things that Tony said.
Speaking of yelling, that just transitions me to this quick Aztec thing.
Oh.
I went to the game Friday night, and I love the performance. Man, they played great.
We're about to get into that.
Incredible, beautiful bomb.
When is the last time we've had 540 yards of total offense?
And I mean, 200-yard rushers and catches deep downfield, exciting touchdowns. And this after they had scored 6 points the week before. So kudos to Sean Lewis and his, you know, staff and his kids for going out and playing a really good game and blowing out Colorado State. Couple of quick notes. There were 21,000 people through the turnstiles, according to Kirk Kenny's story. Of the 21,000 people, I didn't count, but I did go out for a soda during the second quarter or whatever. 10,000 of the people are outside walking around.
It is.
Get in there and watch the game.
What would you say? The age.
You know what? That is a lot alike before the Padres took off. It's a lot like Petco.
Is it?
Where before the Padres have been this version.
Yeah, so you're at the game, but you're not going in and watching the game.
Listen, before the Padres were good, it was a social event. It was like a place where people kind of got together, and if you wanted to watch some football, you could do it.
Well, if you want to talk, you can also talk while you watch the game. Go sit down in the stands.
No, but there's a game going on.
Unbelievable.
Chris, come on. I got to talk in private.
Yeah, that's my first gripe to the fans there. You know, thanks for coming, but go in and watch the game. Secondly, same gripe I had at the Charger game. Every time it was third down, the poor PA announcer is a guy I know, Darren Sparks, terrific guy, but they make him, and I know they make him. I know this isn't his style. Third down!
And you're not a fan, huh?
Well, I don't think anybody is. First of all, second of all, try as he might, it doesn't rile anybody up.
Right.
Everybody's just sitting in their seat.
That's because they're not there to actually watch football.
Right.
Right.
Oh, so just, if you want to get the third down yell, I get other schools do it, pro teams do it, but I don't think the Aztecs are there yet. Let the crowd, you know, get excited organically.
Yeah.
And once the crowd is into it and it's starting to get loud, then you can throw a few third downs in. That's just my thought. It sounds misplaced out there. I hate to tell you.
I'm into organic crowd fan behavior.
I know.
You see it a lot in postseason, right?
Yeah.
You know, during the year, there's prompts.
Right.
In postseason, you don't need it. Like, everybody's into it.
Yeah. I feel, I get what the Aztecs are trying to do. They're trying to create the atmosphere and the home advantage, but I think you have to, you know, the crowd's going to have to do it on its own, number one.
Listen, and it's the same. 540 yards of total offense will get fans organically into it.
But the other point about the third down yell is the same thing I told you guys at the Charger game. Is this what we really want as fans? Do we want the PA guy yelling at us, you know, every 4 or 5 minutes? I just don't know that that's what we want. Somebody somewhere decided that this is what you have to do. And I just wish that, you know, somebody somewhere would decide that that is not what we have to do.
Now, all of the people that you saw congregating away from the game, were they younger or older?
It was a mixture. You know, a lot of students are playing grab ass out there. I get that part. But a lot of adults are walking around. You know, just a lot of people. You know, and I get it. You're going to get a drink. Okay, come back and watch the game. But that was my frustration, but takes nothing away from Sean Lewis and the kids. I mean, they're out there playing their hearts out, and, you know, good for them. Nice win.
Before we go to break, one quick little tidbit. The decision part two coming. Remember when LeBron James made his first decision and headed and took his talents to South Beach?
Yeah, one of the worst PR moves of his career.
It took him a while to come back from
it. Took him years.
In fact, he may have not totally come back from it yet.
I think that is the thing that took him off the good side for a long time.
Yeah. So let's do it again.
So he's doing it again.
So tomorrow he's doing it again.
He's doing it again tomorrow. No one knows. My guess.
And Everybody's guess.
I've been having this argument with my colleagues who do Padres TV.
Yeah.
Who are Laker fans, that LeBron James was going to retire Lakers. So I kept telling.
I think this is it.
And nobody believed. Oh, it's his last year in L.A. He's going to go elsewhere.
Oh, no. I don't think so.
Listen, what I do know is that man has a wife that has been on this roller coaster for a long time, and it seems like she's ready for it to stop. So if that is the case, he very well might be hanging up. We'll find out tomorrow.
What else could he be announcing?
I don't know.
I'm going to play 1 year with the Lakers, and then I'm going to go to Chicago.
I mean, what if he said he was like going to European basketball?
The
or
only
something?
Other thing he could say is that I'm retiring right now. That's be the
that
only thing.
That would be actually pretty stunning.
Right.
If he said tomorrow, I'm done. What you're saying makes the most sense. That
I
he'll announce that he's retiring at the end of the year.
Yeah,
and he doesn't want a tour.
I'm sure he's going to say that.
He doesn't want it.
He's
going
to get it anyway.
Right, but he probably doesn't want one.
All right, let's get
to break. Why did he just not say anything? And then at the end of the year be like, that was my final game.
Maybe this is his chance to be like, I don't want a farewell tour.
Whatever he does, Scraby's going to be critical of it, so it doesn't
matter. I mean, I don't want any attention, but here's the decision, too.
Let's get to break. Big five.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hi.
Notably, the Mark Sanchez situation. We'll give you the latest that we have. All guests on 97.3 The Fan, join us via the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. Facing criminal charges, Mark Sanchez.
Perfect timing.
Perfect, yeah. Call David P. Shapiro, Mark. Criminal defense attorneys. He's helping clients regain control since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. All right, let's go, Scrape. Big five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, there's just too much.
Number five.
So we're going right to it. And kids, if you ever want to stay out of the news, don't do what Mark Sanchez did, because he is the front page of everything right now in news across the country. But if you don't know, and you've been living under a rock, former NFL quarterback Mark Sanchez faces a felony battery charge in Indianapolis after an altercation with a 69-year-old truck driver. The charge is a level 5 felony for battery involving serious bodily injury, and it carries a potential sentence of 1 to 6 years. Prosecutors are still investigating, and additional charges are possible. So he was initially charged with misdemeanors, including battery with injury, public intoxication, and unlawful entry of a vehicle. But the incident captured on hotel video involved Sanchez allegedly accosting the truck driver, confrontation escalating, leading the driver to use pepper spray, and then a knife when Sanchez continued to advance. Driver reported being thrown against a dumpster and believing he was in a life or death situation before Sanchez fled. He was stabbed by the man, Sanchez was. He was later arrested at a hospital with stab wounds to his torso. The driver also sustained a laceration to his face, which we saw before the show, and it is not a great...
Yeah, laceration's looking... an understatement,
yes,
honestly.
Yeah. It is an open... Yeah, that's a gash.
It's a gash.
Sanchez told police he only remembered grabbing for a window and did not know who stabbed him. So obviously, some substances are involved in this. Chris?
It would seem so.
Is he done being a broadcaster after all this?
I think so, but, you know, in the wake of this incident, I mean, the one good news from Mark Sanchez, he can finally put the butt fumble behind him.
He'd rather have the butt fumble after
that's
this.
What I mean.
Have the butt fumble.
You don't want to put that behind him.
No one's ever going to remember that now.
Or the Rex Ryan tattoo.
This is going to take precedence. This is a really, really, you know, nasty situation. The fact that Sanchez can't recall any of it doesn't necessarily shed a very good light on him. And, you know, I'll just say this. If you're sitting in a hospital bed with a stab wound and then the authorities come in and charge you with a felony where you face 6 years in jail, that is the very definition of adding insult to injury.
Yes.
So,
yes, it
yeah,
is.
I don't know. I don't want to say much more because I don't know more. You know, we're just reading all these reports, but how can this possibly look good for Mark Sanchez?
It can't. The guy, so, Mark Sanchez, apparently reportedly.
I mean, this doesn't sound like behavior that you just do when you're like really drunk.
No, it sounds like
you had to have something
involved.
Beyond that.
Yes. So. Tony, do you think Mark Sanchez ever works as a broadcaster after this?
We've seen stranger things. We really have.
I'd never say never in this world.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
he might have his own podcast next week. That's all I know.
Wow. Do I think he's done? No, I don't. I think somehow, some way, we'll hear from Mark Sanchez again. I don't know in what capacity. I don't know if he'll ever be doing color on an NFL or college game anymore, but I have a feeling he's going to find his way back into the TV side.
He's had some pretty crazy things in his life happen. I mean, being the quarterback for USC, there was all those party rumors that he had back in the day, and then pictures came out. But
they're going to dig up all that stuff.
Oh, yes.
I remember when he came out, Pete Carroll was upset with him for leaving early. Thought he should stay another year, and then had the butt fumble, and then everything kind of...
Didn't he go to the AFC Championship like 3 years in a row?
I don't know if it was 3 years in a
row.
Two.
Took the Jets 2 years in a row.
Someone on the chat saying, and this is a serious comment, CTE maybe.
You can't remove it from the equation, considering he played football.
Someone says, was he drugged? He could have been, for sure.
I mean, the way he was walking, at least the video we saw after the fact, seemed like he was on something.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
dude was stabbed like several times, and he's just kind of
walking,
stumbling,
strolling.
Walking down the street.
Yeah, I don't want to say that it's all on him until we figure out everything, but right now, it's all on him.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what the police have said. It's all on him at this point.
I guess he yelled at the truck driver because he was backing into the truck spot at the hotel, and he said he couldn't park there,
the thing that makes me think he could have been drugged is, like, who is yelling at a truck driver claiming that the manager told him that he couldn't park there? That's just so random.
It is random. It is really random.
Can you imagine, I don't know, me staying at the Ritz and then walking out and be like, hey, you can't park there. The manager told me no go.
If the truck's making that, you know, backing up sound, I could see me getting upset, but not that upset.
I do
bringing up a good point, because, I mean, if you're a defense lawyer, I mean, that's the kind of thing you're going to be looking at.
Yeah, but also, I imagine this to be a bad decision on Mark Sanchez's part, and I hope that he does get some help, because this is a cry for help if I ever saw one. But this truck driver that he attacked is not, I mean, he's going to live, but he's not in good shape.
When you guys, if you haven't seen the truck driver yet, you're going to look at it, and you're going to be like, oh, wow.
This guy really did fear for his life.
100%.
Like, well, when people say that, you're like, yeah, okay.
But they say when people are on those kind of drugs, angel dust, and I'm not saying what he was on. I'm just saying, if you're on that, you get superhuman strength. You hear police talk about that.
There's angel a lot dust of drugs. Still around?
Well, whatever it is.
It's definitely
still around.
Why are
you laughing
around
at me? I don't know. I don't keep up with the drug culture too well, Tony. It's not my, you know.
I just haven't heard angel dust.
Angel dust is something that is, this proves that you know nothing about drugs, Chris.
I don't.
Because you said angel dust. Which is definitely still out there and still used, but it was just funny. All right. Sorry, Mark Sanchez, but we'll keep an eye on you.
Number four.
Keenan Allen recorded his 1,000th career reception in the Chargers' loss yesterday against the Commanders, reaching the mark in his 159th game. He came into the day with 998 receptions, and he got one in the second quarter that put him at 1,000. It propelled him past Hall of Famer Marvin Harrison, who had 1,000 catches in 167 games, which was at the time the fastest to ever hit it. He finished Sunday with 5 more, and he has 1,003 receptions, which is 15th overall, now passing Hines Ward. So I'm going to ask this question, Chris, or Tony, and then I'm going to say something else. So let me say that. Is Keenan Allen a Hall of Famer? And if he is a Hall of Famer, his rookie year could see 3 future Hall of Famers on the same team. Gates, Keenan Allen, and Phillip Rivers. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But is he a Hall of Famer, Tony?
I mean, he's getting, I mean, he's 1,000 catches. That seems like a Hall of Fame number.
It definitely is.
I mean, Hines Ward, is he in there yet? I don't think he's in there.
Let me see.
I don't think Hines is in there. I'm going to say at this rate, he seems like he's still got some football left in him. So I'm going to say, yeah.
He's a nominee for this year. Hines Ward, that is, but he's not in. Chris is Keenan
Allen.
Not
necessarily. 1,000 catches isn't necessarily get you in. Okay.
I don't think so. I don't think he's had that kind of impact. He's had a great longevity. And I'm not, you know, I like Keenan Allen as a player. I think 1,000 catches is not what it used to be.
That's a good point.
And I just, it's not his fault, but he plays in an era where everybody is going to get 1,000 catches by the time it's all said and done.
If I ask you a question before you continue.
Yeah.
In baseball, right, it's basically like a 10-year run, 8 to 10-year run of being the best.
That's what I think.
Or longevity.
Right.
Right.
Where you pile up huge
numbers.
Where
you just pile up. Is he not have enough of the huge numbers yet? In order to get the longevity.
I don't
longevity
think so.
Thing.
I mean, he's still trailing guys like Steve Smith. Did he get in the Hall of
Not
Fame?
Not yet.
Anquan Boldin.
Not yet.
Right? I mean, there's a lot of guys with 1,000 catches that aren't going to be there.
Yeah, there's 16 guys now.
I look at what I always look
that
at is
aren't
the,
in or 16 total?
16
to have.
Total.
16 guys
Larry
have
Fitzgerald's
1,000
not
catches. They're not
He'll be in.
Yeah, Larry
Jason
will
Witten
in.
Will be in. Anquan Boldin probably won't be in. Reggie Wayne probably in. Steve says Reggie's
in. He's already in.
Oh, yeah. It's not showing it on the website.
I think Isaac Bruce is waiting.
Yeah.
I think Torrey Holt got in, but not him yet. I think 1,000's not a guaranteed anymore.
All
whereas,
right.
like in the day with home runs, you could
say,
you had 400 home runs, you're in the Hall of Fame.
I revised now my answer then.
Now I think you say 400 home runs, I don't know. I still got to look at you.
That's fair.
Because it's a different deal.
Travis Kelce has 1,019, Keenan Allen 1,003, DeAndre Hopkins 991. Devontae Adams, 979. Those are the top active players in the league right now.
Yeah.
Stephon Diggs with 886. He had a good night last night.
It's his former team.
Yes, he was very motivated, I'm sure. He seems like he's a guy who needs something like that.
Sure. Evidently so, yeah, because he hasn't been heard from all year.
Yeah.
Until last night.
I think it was, what's the new head coach's name again? For New England?
Oh, Vrabel, man. Vrabel, he's doing a job.
Vrabel was basically like, I think he had said something. They had asked him if he was comfortable with the playbook yet, and he was like, no, not yet. And then they told Vrabel, and Vrabel was like, well, he needs to study more then. And sure enough, he said it before this week, and boom, he goes out and has a better game.
Let me tell you something. Vrabel's going to do the job despite you thinking he won't.
Okay, so last night on the game, they kept going over all the losses that the Patriots have. They're like, well, they lost to the Steelers, but that's because they turned the ball over five times. Yeah, they turned the ball over five times. Any team turning the ball over five times, gonna lose. Stop trying to prop up Mike Vrabel. I don't understand.
I'm propping him up because he got a big win last night at Buffalo. Straight up,
can't not prop.
They kept
that up,
Josh
buddy.
Allen pretty much under control.
But
I mean,
do you hear what they're saying last night? Well, the Bills are just stumbling all over themselves.
Well, all right.
Maybe they needed somebody. Maybe the Patriots. Maybe there's a reason.
They're still gonna come in. Not a playoff team.
Ooh,
all right. Not a playoff team.
Maybe so.
Three. North Carolina's Bill Belichick era has quickly gone south after a 38-10 loss to Clemson. UNC trailed 28-3 after the first quarter. They are now 0-3 against Power 4 teams, and they've been outscored 120-33. Belichick said that there's no immediate need for structural changes. Quote, the main thing we need to do is keep doing what we're doing, but do them better. Fundamentally, we're not doing the wrong things. We're just not doing them well enough. He ended up saying that the defeat was due to self-inflicted wounds and noted that execution and coaching are to blame. He said it's a lack of concentration, and part of that is coaching, too, so I'll take my share of the responsibility. Chris, why is Bill struggling so much?
Probably doesn't have very good players yet. I mean, isn't this the all-time example? We talk about it. I mean, great coaches are not great unless they have some players.
True.
So I can give him some time to get his own players. I don't know that he's going to get the time. I think he's going to...
He's in a tough world now.
He's probably going to go elsewhere. But people expecting that he could come in, change the whole culture right away, just can't do it without players. He obviously is teaching them the same things he probably taught the Patriots. Why would he teach something different? These guys can't quite pull it off.
Sorry, I was just puking watching Roki Sasaki be named the best reliever of the postseason so far. My goodness. Why do they prop every... Like, the guy was out all year. Never mind. I don't even want to go there. Tony, why is he struggling, Bill Belichick?
Roki or Bill Belichick?
Bill Belichick.
Oh, sorry.
Roki's not struggling, apparently.
And he took over the University of North Carolina football. I don't know that that's ever been a juggernaut, right? I think Chris is right. It takes time. I mean, we've watched Deion come in his first year and have, what, a 4-8 his first year. I remember Pete Carroll taking over USA. They went under 500 his first year. And these are schools that actually got players. Like, you knew they were getting players. I haven't heard any guys going to North Carolina at this point, you know? So I think it's going to take some time. I think Chris is also right. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't get the type of time necessary in order to change the program around.
I think he has like a buyout that they'd have to.
They got
to
break bread.
I mean, they called it Chapel Bill. They're selling shirts.
Remember, if he had opted out before the season start, which was reported, like, he's definitely not going to make it to the season.
Not Pablo Torre.
Chris, I feel like Chris does not like Pablo Torre because of his accusations against Kawhi Leonard.
I think it's twice now. First, it was that story in North Carolina that has gone away. Hasn't been a thing. And now this one in Clipperville.
I think he might have a little bit more in Clipperville.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe. We'll see.
Because Kawhi answered questions.
Jury's still out on the Clipperville.
I'm just saying,
one.
When you come up with a hellacious story like this, I expect the dominoes
to be locked solid.
Yeah.
It's not locked solid.
Okay.
Number two.
A stunned James Franklin watches Penn State Nittany Lions lose to UCLA, one of the worst teams in the country, by the way, 42-37, marking the Bruins' first win of the year and the biggest upset of this college football season. They just lost to Oregon, too, Penn State did, so now they're 3-2. They tumbled all the way out of the polls after this. Franklin said, quote, a ton of missed assignments, turnover at critical times, penalties at critical times, things we really don't do and have not done for a very long time, end quote. Tony, does this end Penn State's national title chances?
Well, first of all, I was torn in this game because I'm not a fan of Penn State, but I also didn't want to see Dave Marcus happy at all.
Yeah, no.
And so I had to, like,
You have to make an exception this time.
Make a decision here.
Yeah.
I think this very well might take them out of the running for a national championship. You lost a tough game to Oregon. I think everybody would be willing to kind of move past. Yes, that's a top five team.
Overtime game,
right? But to go into a fanless Rose Bowl
and really
getting drubbed for most of the game before you made it a close one. But to lose to UCLA Bruins, who just fired a head coach, they had, I think it was three practices with Neuheisel, the young Neuheisel.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they didn't have very many, and they went out and played like that. I think that has more to do with just, what do you say, some turnovers and poor execution.
Oh, penalties.
Seems like that team wasn't ready to play.
Chris, we're going to hold your answer because we know how much you love James Franklin.
Yeah, but I don't think he's out of the running yet.
Oh, that's a little preview of Chris's answer when we get back. And then I also have to criticize my former best friend and high school teammate, Kevin O'Connell, for something that he did over
former
the weekend.
Former best friend, he says.
All right, that's all next on 97.3 The Fan.
Into the 3 o'clock hour we go. We still have some cleanup in the Big Five.
Yes, we do.
Well, I have to clean up what you guys were talking about with Penn State. First of all, nobody's happier than I am to see James Franklin lay yet another egg. Penn State fan. I was thinking of AJ Cassavell during the game. I'm sure he was there. Our guy from the Padres coverage. He went to Penn State, and I'm sure he went up, took his family probably up to see his alma mater, and was embarrassed. Sorry about that, AJ. But James Franklin is already hated by Penn State people because he never wins a big game. He snuck into the semifinal last year of the playoff because Penn State drew the two worst teams in the tournament, SMU and then Boise State. When it push came to shove, they lost to Notre Dame. But they still have a chance to make it again this year, guys, because they still play at Ohio State.
They ain't going to win no big games.
I don't think they're going to win that. I get you. But the point is, mathematically, if they win at Ohio State and beat Indiana at home and win out, they'd make the Big Ten championship game. And if they win that, they have to go into the tournament. It's a different setup than it used to be.
That is true.
Back in the day, the UCLA loss would have certainly eliminated them. But I don't think that's the case anymore.
Scraby, what are you looking for?
DirecTV TBS.
It's 226.
Well, we'll just wait while you find it. Don't worry about it.
245.
Boom, that's what it is.
245.
We got plenty of time.
Or 47.
It's actually on True TV, apparently.
I want the people out there who are listening to the show to appreciate the kind of entertainment that we are giving you right now.
Yes.
As Scraby flips through the DirecTV channels.
No
in
one
our
needed
studio.
To mention that.
I didn't want it to be quick.
Okay. So you've already given your thing. Here's the final one, and it's about Kevin O'Connell. And there's someone in the chat saying, Scraby's BFF, best forgotten friend. That's too bad, dude. People forget where they come from real quick. I'm joking about that whole thing. If Kevin O'Connell ever saw me on the street, he would say hi to me.
Did you ever go to lunch with Kevin O'Connell?
I'm pretty sure Kevin would walk right
by. You did not, and I did.
Are you kidding me?
I'm pretty sure Kevin would walk right by.
There is zero chance.
I'm almost
positive.
I saw
him back in the day at a 24-hour fitness, and he said hello to me.
No way he'd know you.
Did you say hello first?
I don't remember, to be honest.
Yeah, you said hello.
This was pre-NFL. This was all that stuff. Anyway.
What are you ripping your own guy here in the Big Five?
I'm asking you guys a question.
All right.
The Vikings won in London yesterday, but they started the game without receiver Jordan Addison. After missing the first three games stemming from a DUI arrest a few years ago, Addison forced Kevin O'Connell into action once again. Head coach Kevin O'Connell explained the reason for the first quarter Jordan Addison benching was this. Quote, he missed a walkthrough this week. Those types of things aren't in alignment with our standards, and I wanted to make sure he was held accountable for that, but at the same time, he knows that. I thought he handled it professionally. He spoke with the team to let them know whenever I gave him the opportunity to go in the game, they can count on him, and then he makes the game-winning catch, end quote. So my question, Chris, is a first quarter benching for missing a walkthrough after missing three games due to a DUI enough?
Apparently, I had no problem with it. He knows his team better than I do. He knows Addison better than I do. And maybe he feels like that is going to send the message and also keep him, you know, keep him engaged. I mean, maybe if he boots him the whole game, he loses Addison not only this week for another few weeks after that. And Kevin O'Connell's concerned about, you know, his team.
Yeah, Scraby, you got to think about other things sometimes.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, because he...
I played against Addison in fantasy. When I saw he didn't play in the first quarter, I was pleased. When he came back in and caught the winning touchdown,
so
I wasn't as pleased.
Not pleased at all.
But, no, I think you got to trust, you know, the guy who's the coach of the year. He's going to make a decision that's best for Addison and his team. And your friend.
Oh.
Me
Tony
personally,
said he would walk by,
from the outside looking in, I
think
would
he would.
From the outside looking in, I'd be like, I don't need Addison. I'd kick him off to, you know, get somebody else.
But, that's what I'm saying.
You know, that's outside looking.
That's why
you
get fired soon.
Okay, how do you ever, after missing three games for a DUI, how do you miss a walkthrough? Like, I would make sure I was there 25 minutes early.
Can I ask you something? What's better, missing the walkthrough entirely or showing up to practice and it's just getting up and leaving early?
Well, like that's Tyree the Dolphins. Kill used that's to the do. Dolphins.
No, I'm just saying, what's worse, showing up and leaving or just not showing at all?
Not showing at all. Without notifying anyone, hey, I have a stomach ache. Hey, my car broke down.
You might have overslept.
Hey, know? I overslept. I'm on my way.
It was too late. Practice is already in it.
Tony's always going to give the athlete the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. It's hard to give the guy the benefit of the doubt in this one. You can't miss the whole practice like that. That's weak.
The question was the punishment good enough?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I personally don't understand, like, first quarter benching. It means nothing.
If you really enjoy playing a sport, you would.
I guess so. I guess you're right. I guess you're right about that. If I got benched for an hour on this show and
not,
just had to like
you're
watch
not a,
you guys,
you're not a starter. Like we bring you in a little bit, like 2 hours into the show, which you might actually like. Only have to do the show for 2 hours, but
yeah. Can we make this happen? Can we make this happen? That's it. I don't know.
I don't dislike the fact that you want, you know. You see
fairness.
Blood.
He wants fairness across the board.
We're using Xander Bogaerts' thing with the umpire. You see red every time somebody does something wrong,
yeah.
And you automatically go to the biggest punishment. And I don't dislike that. I think you have to think the biggest, but I think sometimes you have to also take other things into account.
Yes,
but what about, like,
do you want? Are
if
you
Jordan Addison was a punt, or if he was just a
special teams guy.
Yeah, special teams guy.
He would, this.
Yeah, the answer would be that he wouldn't be on the team for that game.
But you know what? Guess what he's not doing?
Who did they talk about?
Know. Providing somebody, the skill that they need.
I can't remember who it was who talked about.
Sorry.
They were talking about one of the really good coaches who was an ex-athlete or something, talking about playing for a certain coach, and I wish I could remember what coach. And he said, you know what? This was the first and only coach I ever played for who, before the season started, said, oh, it was Jimmy Johnson. And it was Troy Aikman talking about it. And Troy Aikman said, Jimmy Johnson said, you know what? I'm not going to treat all of you guys equally.
That's just way
and
it
if
is.
You want, and he said he's the only coach that ever actually said it, even though all coaches do it.
Right.
And Jimmy Johnson, part of what he went on to say, if you want to be in the group of people that gets treated a little differently or whatever, prove it. Do
play
your thing.
That level.
Show Listen. Up and be that level. I don't hate that from Jimmy Johnson. He at least said what a lot of coaches
nothing.
Do.
I think it's one of the first things you have to learn. I think this is actually transferable across all
all
walks
even
of
not
life.
Even sports. Yeah,
not
everything.
Even sports.
Yeah.
If you are an extremely productive individual for whatever company.
The sales guy who sells every car is going to be able to miss a meeting
once in a while. Absolutely. Yeah. There's no different in
sports. This is how it goes.
And the quicker you understand that...
Oh, I understand it. It doesn't mean I love it at all.
I hate it, actually, a lot,
because, you know, you should hold everyone by the same standards.
You know, I hated it like you did, but when I heard the Troy Aikman, Jimmy Johnson thing, I understood and I got it better. I really kind of liked the way Jimmy Johnson did it.
If they told me straight up, you will be treated differently, that's better than them not saying
it. But we all know that. Jimmy Johnson was the only one who ever actually verbalized it.
Yeah, why would it be different for you? Like, if they told you or if you already knew and they didn't tell
because
you?
Because if there's an appearance of, hey, everybody's the same here.
But you know that it's not. Even if they
But if
tell
they're telling
you that,
me that, then I can be like, hey, everybody's the same here. But if I go into it like, not everybody's the same here. Then I have to get over it.
I think that's a little naive of you to go into these situations thinking that everybody's going to be the same.
Me, Troy Aikman, same page. Same page.
All right, we got to do the gambit. The Dodger game's just underway. Before we get to it, Dodgers minus 1.5. Real quick, we'll finish it up after
Phils.
The break. You going Phillies? I got to go Phillies because they have to have it. Scrape. You're getting a 1.5, or do you believe in Snell for a 2-0 lead?
I might believe in Snell, but I'll go Philly.
Philly also. 7.5 runs in this game. Tony, over, under. 7.5 total. Under. Scrape.
I'm going to go under as well.
Under. I'll go over. Teoscar will probably kick it. Teoscar will kick away 3 runs, but it'll get you 3.
You see that?
Shohei is messing with his thumb. Something happened.
Nah, it ain't a thumb. That's a side. Uh-oh. That's an oblique area.
Ooh. Kind of an awkward swing. Now he stepped back in the box and just hit one 400 feet. No, he struck out again. He's been striking out at will.
He is the most. He puts his hand up for everything. He didn't agree with the call. I think he thought it was down. So he was like. Instead of putting the finger up, he put the whole hand up.
He had 4 strikeouts in the first game. Real quick, Snell, 5 1/3 innings. Over, under, Scraby.
Over.
Over?
Under.
Tony goes under. I'm going to say under, too. I think he's going to have a tough day. Okay, we'll do the rest of the gambit after your break, Tony.
All right, let's go to break. Are we doing,
let's go.
Are we doing Daily Gambit? No?
On the other side.
On the other side.
Yeah, the rest of it.
Daily Gambit on the other side when we return. Mark Winter, Chris.
Hi, Chris, Tony, Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan, 3:16 The Time. Dodgers do have a little threat going, top of the first inning after Ohtani struck out, Betts singled, Teoscar Hernandez walked. You're up to date, game 2 in Philly, Freddie Freeman getting the first chance with a runner in scoring position. All right, Daily Gambit, and a couple of quick updates, Scraby and I get to the 4-1 mark to lead our fantasy league at the moment.
That's right, baby.
Tony right behind at 3-2. So all of our teams are doing pretty well.
Last two.
Tony, Tony's on a losing streak at the moment. Survivor pool.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with that?
Took out a lot of Buffalo picks last night. Took out a lot of Arizona picks. 24 people left out of the original maybe 100 or so.
Are we left? Anybody from us?
I am left.
Okay, who did you pick last week?
I had the Colts this week, so I won easy.
Interesting. Interesting.
Anyway, that's the survivor pool. Good luck to everybody still alive there. And one last thing on Tony and I's NFL pick'em. Second week in a row, Tony hits the upset pick. Tennessee Titans get you 8 points.
That a boy.
And I had a 10-point lead 2 weeks ago. It's gone. We are tied at 34 after week 5.
You should text DeMarcado and thank him, Tony.
We got to talk about that in the good, the bad, and the ugly. Believe me, that is in the ugly.
It's back-to-back weeks now.
Well, it's like every week now. It's like, you know, did you hear what DeMarcado said? He goes, it happens. Oh, really?
He did?
Pretty much.
Who said this?
The guy who dropped the ball and ended up, his team lost the game. He said it happens?
Bleep happens.
I just can't understand, like, how you drop the ball before you get over the line.
Every week.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's a player a week.
Yeah. I don't know.
Especially in this case, there was a dude right on his back. Like,
he didn't know.
Why not just hold on to it?
I don't know.
Go all the way to the back end zone line.
I don't understand the problem.
Do you get cut for saying that?
Not yet.
Man.
Let's go to Gambit intro.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Should we review what happened last week?
No. You All right,
let
good,
me read
I did
this.
Bad.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Wellness Meats. U.S. Wellness Meats offers 100% grass-fed beef, pork, poultry, wild-caught seafood, and more. Ship free from family farms. Get 20% off your first order at uswellnessmeats.com.
Mercado also actually said, I made a mistake. That's what he said.
Well, that's completely different than what you just said.
I know, but we know we made a mistake. Please.
Okay, hold on. If I said that, you would be crushing me for an hour.
For what? Saying I made a mistake?
No, for saying that the guy said he didn't care, and then he actually said he made a mistake.
My first, never mind. Okay, you're right. Adonai Mitchell of the Colts, okay, Jonathan right. Taylor of the Colts.
Let's move on.
It's all over the place. It's like an epidemic.
While we're at it, why don't I just bring up Jorge Polanco? Because Chris said he was a terrible baseball player earlier in the year, and he hit two home
runs. I said I wouldn't trade him for Luis Arraez. Yesterday, I would have.
He hit two homers.
Yes, he did. That was good. Milwaukee, minus a run and a half.
That didn't work out for me.
Cubs.
Milwaukee minus a run and a half.
I'm going to take. I think Milwaukee's going to beat him again. I'll take Milwaukee. Tony.
Milwaukee.
All right.
Yeah, great. I didn't get a good feeling out of the Cubs the other day. I'm going to go Milwaukee too.
Wow.
That game was the reason why I was so hurt after Padres lost.
All right, this guy hasn't come
because
to bat
you knew what
yet.
They could have done
because I didn't think the Cubs were very good personally.
You might be right. Otto Kemp, he of Point Loma Nazarene University
yep.
fame,
yep.
starting in left field for the Phillies tonight in
oh,
game
yeah.
two. Over under a half a hit. So he's got to get a hit.
Under.
Will he get one or not?
Under.
Tony says no, he will not get a hit.
Is he a lefty?
Scraby, he's a right-handed batter. That's why he's in there against Snell.
Snell doesn't give up many hits. I'm going to go...
Under.
Oh,
wow. I'll show some faith. Otto, over.
Because he very well might come out of this game when Snell comes out of this game.
Oh, I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
But he's going to get at least two swings, I'm thinking.
two swings.
Come on, Otto. You can do it, buddy. Kansas City at Jacksonville tonight. 45.5 points over under Scraby. 45.5.
I mean, I don't know. Can Liam Cohen get over last week and coach his game?
Scraby's still bitter.
Hey, you know the Jaguars. Aren't they 3-1?
They are, but it's a smoke and mirrors 3-1.
Oh, smoke and mirrors,
Oh, yeah, because
huh?
they beat the 49ers. That one didn't count.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No,
yeah.
49ers played bad. I'm not going to say
what's
anything.
What's the 49ers record?
4-1.
Oh, okay, so they beat a pretty good team then.
They played terrible. That's what I said.
They beat a good team.
They turned over the ball 5 times.
They beat a 4-1 49er team.
Under.
Okay. Scraby.
It was actually 3-0 at the time.
Oh, I'm sorry. They beat an undefeated 49er team at the time. There's their only loss.
Thank you.
I'll say over. Mahomes seems to have
What's the number?
45.5. That's like 28-21.
Dodgers
did not score in the first. Trey Turner struck out in the bottom of the first.
Under.
Under, you say. Mahomes minus 35 yards passing. Or Trevor Lawrence?
Over.
I'm going to say Lawrence. No, you got to pick one or the other, Tony.
Oh. You take Mahomes. But Lawrence gets 35 yards
over.
Added to his total.
Give me...
I'll take Kansas City.
Give me Mahomes boy.
Mahomes boy? Script?
I mean, Trevor Lawrence has only passed for over 250 yards once this season. Two times under 200.
It's only been four games, Scrape.
What do you want?
I'm going to go with Mahomes.
Mahomes boy.
Who did you go, Tony?
Mahomes boy.
I took Lawrence, plus the 35 yards. Final one, thought this would be interesting. Travis Hunter, over under 3.5 receptions.
Under.
Wow. That was quick.
It's not even your turn. He's on my fantasy,
Tony.
Too.
Under.
Under 3.5. Has he got over 3.5 yet, Scrape?
No.
I don't think he has. All right, tonight's his breakthrough. Stay over. Why not? Okay. That's our daily gambit. We'll check in the results tomorrow. We have 8 selections. We didn't touch on the WNBA Finals. It's good to see a couple of games actually get played without too much controversy.
Just some old-fashioned basketball.
Playing some basketball. Aces lead 2-0 over... Mercury.
Yep.
Best of 7, though, this time. First time they've ever gone best of 7, yeah. The other thing we should mention, SDFC won Saturday, beat Houston, but Vancouver won yesterday, so they are still tied atop the West. SDFC has one game left, or one fixture left, and Vancouver has 2 fixtures.
They got another one at home? Is it the last one at home that's on the road?
They already had their last home match, unless they get a playoff game at home, which they should. The other news on SDFC, I guess Philadelphia already clinched the...
Supporters' Shield?
Whatever that's... yes, the Supporters' Shield. So they will have the best record in the regular season. And I think they're kind of up to date. Local news and note. Wave lost. Wave has been struggling, won only once in the last 10 matches.
They're trying to hang on to those last
couple
spots.
Trying to hang on to
a
playoff spot. They've been struggling.
They also have like a lawsuit going on with Joel Ellis right
now. I saw that too.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it? Having a little
lawsuit. Why is it that these teams cannot get out of their own way? I don't even know what happened with the Wave.
I don't know enough about what's going on with the whole Jill Ellis thing, so I won't speak on it. But
yeah, it's pretty hard to speak
on. Either.
I mean, we read a lot of stories where a lot of things were said about Jill Ellis, and I don't know how many of them are true, if any. And now we're hearing a lot more things being said about Jill Ellis. And so,
but I think it's just each side giving their
side.
Yeah, their side, which is always going to disparage the other side.
Oh, is that how that works? Hadn't noticed in the recent events of the day here in America. You mean one side disparages the other? Does that really happen?
Brandon had a betting line for us that was pretty good. Over under for Travis Hunter, 5.5 receptions plus tackles.
Ooh, oh, so 3.5 cat. Oh, so you get a tackles. Well, too late. It's a good one though.
That is a good one.
It was a good one. It's too hard to keep track of. I can't find tackles. All right, Dodgers, Snell got out of the first.
You can't find tackles. They're in the same box score as the receiving yards.
I know, but I don't keep during the game.
He doesn't want to track tackles.
I can look it up for you if you're real.
I don't want to track tackles during the game. I have one quick thing since we have a second. Why doesn't anybody in football, pros, college, even probably high school, why doesn't everybody just call the same play that worked a couple minutes ago? I'm going to just say this. Colorado State ran a halfback or a flea flicker. They handed off. The guy ran into the line, stopped, turned around, pitched to the quarterback. The guy was 60 yards in the clear, touchdown. Why wouldn't you call that again like later in the game? I mean, it worked so well.
I think what happened.
I don't get, but teams seem like they outsmart themselves sometimes.
I think I see teams use the same play. They just don't use it back to back.
Okay,
like they'll use it once, and then they'll flip the...
They'll do it to
the other side.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know why they don't just run it back. Just keep running
the same.
I think you see it with running plays more often.
Yeah.
But you don't see it with passing plays.
I mean, if you can't stop it, you know, I'm going to do it again.
Just keep running it.
I mean, that flea flicker worked so well. If I'm Colorado State, I'm like, I got to at least call it one more time to see if it might work again.
But
might not, but I got to try it.
Played high school football.
Okay, explain.
you might recognize the play from the jump. You might be like, this is the formation.
Why
that
would
they
you
did
recognize that?
That,
though? It's a handoff into the line, and then the guy turns around and pitches. I don't think you'd recognize that necessarily. I don't know. I know what a lot of people will tell me. Braden, probably with the X's and O's, would say, well, you got to have the right defense and the right this and that.
Run it
back. Hogwash. Run it back.
Chris would love Madden then, because that's what I do.
Work once, try it again.
Keep running it.
You just no huddle every time, so the defense can't get their guys off and they're all tired, and you just keep running it down the
field.
You
answer me the last time you saw a team, an NFL team, run the same play, other than the tush push on back-to-back plays.
Oh, Nate has a great. Sorry,
what is it? Yeah, tell me the point.
The linemen end up pass blocking instead of run blocking. That's why you know it's a flea flicker.
Well, they
that's right because they can't move down
yes,
the field.
The only ones who know are the defensive linemen rushing, but the safety certainly didn't know.
And that's when the sideline yells, "Flea flicker!"
they yelled it way too late Friday night. But the Aztecs won, so that was the bottom line. All right, we got good, bad, and ugly from the NFL. As the Cardinal guy dropping the ball will be in the ugly. I think the 49ers are making their first appearance this year in the GBU. Stick around.
Wow. 3:35
on the clock. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. We got some traffic to check. Then the big five.
GBU.
I'm sorry, GBU.
We can do the big five again. It was pretty good the first time.
Yes. From the 855, get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury. Here's Kelly Danik.
Just a few things to mention here, guys. One of them is a stalled vehicle in the HOV lane southbound 15 right before the 163. Another stall reported, Genesee on-ramp to southbound 5. It's kind of over to the right shoulder and collision in the center divide on south 125 just before Grossmont. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right, we're ready. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Week 5 of the NFL Football Talk, 97.3 The Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL. Get started today. Yes, I'm going to purchase the Dolphin package for the rest of the season. Wouldn't that be fun? All right.
No, it would not, Chris.
No kidding. It would just be awful. All right, good, bad, and ugly. Away we go, Scrape, with the good. Started with this game because I thought it was a really entertaining game yesterday afternoon. Mayfield, Darnold, two quarterbacks that everybody pretty much gave up on. And now, you know, getting it done. They combined for 740 yards passing.
They were slinging it.
Yeah, that's fun. Six touchdowns. It's also fun when you got your two receivers in the game, fantasy-wise. I know you're rooting against Egbuka, Scray, but he's off to a pretty good start. Got another TD yesterday.
I'm not rooting against him. I just don't like that you have him on your team.
Oh, I see. The Bucks pulled it out for their fourth victory of the year. Every one of them has been in the final minute.
Chase McLaughlin. Can the Bucks win it on the road in Seattle? Spot down. His kick is airborne. It is long enough. It is good! And the Bucks beat the Seattle Seahawks. Tampa Bay 38. Seattle 35.
Fire the cannons! Fire the cannons!
I think
Gene Deckerhoff.
I think
still getting it done.
Baker Mayfield is squarely at the top of MVP.
I think he's the guy at the moment
right now.
Right? Who would be ahead of him? I mean, they got a 4-1 record. That's tied for the best record in football. One of the other teams that also has that, the Niners.
Niner gang.
The Bang Bang Gang joined the 4-1 gang. You know, I try to keep them out of this normally because I don't want to hear from Scraby. But I got to put them in when they win a game with that many injuries. You got to give them a lot of credit. I mean, no quarterback. Well, not no, but I mean, not their starter. All the receivers were out. And how many other players, Scrape? You can tell me. But they had like eight guys out of the game.
And they lost another guy to a broken hand.
So that's a great win on the road. And we've talked about this already. Linebacker Fred Warner. He's got to be one of the best players in the league. I don't know
He's
where
nasty,
they put him in there, but He sniffed out that last play.
He knew it was
he
coming.
Was right there.
It was crazy.
Stuffed that run and overtime.
He fits the mold of a 49er middle linebacker.
Warner. Even though I don't like, you know, Scraby, I like Fred Warner.
Do you know that they haven't had an interception on defense since, like, November of last
Who,
year?
The Niners?
The Niners, yeah. It's been,
they don't need it.
They don't need it, evidently.
Well,
they're
last year they
one.
Should have. They were just terrible.
The Niners win it over the Rams 26-23 on the walk-off fourth down run stop.
Yes.
Also in the good count of there again, the Colts. Maybe they're for real. I don't know. They looked the part yesterday. They blew out. Tony, who did they blow out yesterday? The
Raiders.
I mean, they dominated in every phase. Maybe Daniel Jones is...
Daniel Dimes again. He's back to Daniel Dimes.
I told you he was a good quarterback.
He's getting it done.
When did you tell us that?
Many, many times.
I've never heard you say that.
That is not true.
First of all,
that is not
when
true.
Was there evidence, aside from the very one year, that he was a good quarterback?
I said that I like his skill set, and I think that he could... Chris has been here
this
for
is
this.
The biggest pile of malarkey
the
of
chat
all
will
time.
Back me up.
I like his skill set.
I do not remember you
Listen
saying
to you,
anything
age,
like that.
What are you, the Lord of No Rings now?
I'm going to, you know, I am so confident that I did say this.
You're
I'm not even going to fight
time
it.
Looking for it?
No, I'm not even going to fight it because okay. It did happen.
Well, you first said the chat was going to help you out. I don't think the chat's going to help
right.
you out.
Well,
buddy.
as Scraby
said,
been
you need caffeine.
All right, let me,
yes,
I do need caffeine.
Let me rephrase. As Scraby's been saying for years, Daniel Jones is on his game. Colts 40.
Thank you.
The Raiders 6. Jonathan Taylor frolicked more than anyone.
Out of the gun goes Jones, sweeping left. Taylor cuts back to the 5 into the end zone. He dances in again. 3 of them today. 3 touchdowns for Jonathan Taylor.
Colts 40, Raiders 6. Colts are in the 4-1 club. By the way, there's 6 teams that are 4-1 right now. 2 of them play next week against each other.
Who's that?
Tampa Bay hosting.
Oh, the 49ers.
Yep, 49ers next week. Into the bad category we go, where the Buffalo Bills laid the Sunday night egg and fell from the ranks of the unbeaten. As a result, popping champagne in Miami, 72 Dolphins have survived another season as the NFL's only unbeaten. Stephon Diggs returned to haunt the Bills.
Yes, he did.
10 catches. Ramondre Stevenson cashed one of those catches in for 6.
Patriots will operate out of the eye. Westover is the fullback. Stevenson the tailback. Holland single receiver to the left. May under center gets the snap. Toss play. Stevenson running left. Cuts it up along the numbers and waltzes into the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
I was just thinking, how do you guys feel about the word waltzes? I like it.
Okay.
What's the definition of waltz?
Let me
it's
look.
A dance move.
It
it's
is.
Kind of a boring
did
dance move.
Did he actually waltz into the end zone, or did he just run into the end zone?
Pretty I would
sure
have to
ran.
Watch. Mm.
Yeah, I...
Don't know how I feel about waltz.
Wow. It's I'm a trying folk to think, dance.
I mean, it's better than can-canning into the end zone, which is another version of dancing. Polka?
Can-canning.
Ramondre Stevenson. Any polkas into the end zone. I don't know that works either.
And he's a never mind. Dang it.
Patriots
joke
keep...
wasn't there, huh?
No, I forgot the actual dance move.
Yeah, you have to work hard to be as funny as I am. Patriots 23, Bills 20. Also, the Chargers all of a sudden, after a 3-0 start, find themselves in the bad category after rolling to a 10-0 lead over Washington.
Washington.
It was all Commanders after that. By the way, the President of the United States continues to say that he wants them to change that name back to Redskins. Hear, hear. Jaden Daniels returned for the still-called Commanders. And they also... Who's Bill Jaquaski Merritt?
Okay, so his name is...
I got him on my team.
Okay, well, who is he?
I know he
scored a touchdown, but who is that?
Like
I
got running it. Back.
Yeah,
why
no,
are you
I know.
Calling
Hold
him
on.
That name.
Hold on, I don't know. I don't actually know his first name.
No, you don't.
But he said, "Call me Bill."
His name is like Jaquari or something.
You're going to hear it in the call. They call him Bill.
Okay, let's hear it.
First and goal at the 5. Bill's the back. Here's the snap. Hand off Crosby Merritt. Cuts to the edge. They're not going to get him again.
He's a two-timer. He did again. Bill Crosky Merritt.
He's a two-timer.
Touchdown, Washington.
They call him Bill Crosky Merritt. His name is Ja'Cory.
Ja'Cory Crosky Merritt.
And they said, "What do you?" He said, "You can call me that, or you can call me Bill."
All right, they're going with Bill. I like when they said Bill's in the backfield.
Bill's in the backfield.
He didn't even give the last name, just first name, Bill.
Oh, everybody knows who Bill is in Washington.
I guess so.
One last spot for the bad category, and that belongs to the Giants, who you got to be in the bad category if you lose to the Saints. Desmond Ridder, Rashid Shaheed got an 87-yarder, and New Orleans scored 23 straight points. Jackson Dart had a couple of early touchdowns, but then five turnovers for the G-men. Saints get their first win. Into the ugly category. And there's only one goose egg left, guys, in the win or loss column. And it belongs to the 0-5 J-E-T-S.
Jets.
Yeah. Final score was only 37-22, but this was really a blowout. Jets couldn't do anything against even the terrible Dallas defense. Next week, Jets earn their reward for being the only 0-5 team. They could go play one of those London games next Sunday morning.
Hang with
against
them.
Denver. And some of us actually will try to get up and watch that because we're crazy football fans.
I watched the one yesterday. I'm up early enough to do this, so okay. I watch them anyway.
One of those, was it last Sunday? One of the Sundays, we were on the road on the East Coast, so it worked out for you.
It was 9:30, though.
Yeah, it was easier to get up for that one.
Yeah, Dallas led 30-3 in this game before the Jets finally scored a bunch of meaningless points. This wasn't ugliest of the weekend, but it was ugly. Arizona.
Oh,
leading
awful.
21-6, Amari DeMarcado breaks free on a game-clinching 72-yard touchdown run for the Cardinals. But wait! He eases up before the goal line, starts to celebrate, all the while not knowing that Legarius Sneed is chasing and about to knock the ball away. No touchdown. The comeback for Tennessee is on. Cam Ward leads the winless Titans to this victory.
My guy.
Your guy?
Your guy, yeah. It's great. Tony had faith in Cam Ward.
Oh. Here we go. Cox snaps it back. Sly lets it fly.
Bullseye!
Hey, Nashville! That sounds like a winner! The Tennessee Titans, 22! The Arizona Cardinals, 21!
Well, when you don't expect many wins, you don't have any winning
goals.
You got
to celebrate the one you get.
Did he just give a shout-out to the Nashville Sounds right there? Is that what he was trying to do?
No, I think just the whole city of Nashville. Here's the thing for the Cardinals. First of all, they're the first team in NFL history since the merger to lose three games in a row on a field goal with time running out.
Yeah.
So that's that. The second part of it is this kid dropping the ball. He's just the latest to do it. I mean, it's happening like, you know, way too often now. And it goes back to the whole, you know, the Cadillac-ing of having to look cool out there on the field. So you want to look cool? Fine. You don't look too cool, though, when that happens. You think these guys would have learned
by now. I don't even understand it. Like,
right.
Drop it. You did all that work, 70 yards to get a touchback to the other team?
Yeah, I think that was his
goal. Just hold on to the ball. First of all, what is cool about dropping the ball like line anyway?
But evidently it's cooler to ease up as you're going in, like Jonathan Taylor did the same thing last year, rather than just running hard to the goal line.
The morning show was trying to kind of put it in other sports terms, and they said it would be like hitting a home run but missing home plate when you cross home plate because then you don't score the run.
Yeah, well, that's why they're the morning show. They say stuff like that. It's crazy. Missing home plate?
They're trying to come up. I think that's
you
a
like
pretty
that
good
comparison?
Explanation because
is there
he misses
better,
out
is there
the
a
touchdown.
Better one?
I don't really. I can't think of it.
Hitting a home run and then just hitting third base and walking off the field.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's probably equivalent.
Yeah, like if you go all the way around the bases, but then you just
or
don't
you,
hit
you
home plate.
You get right before the step of home plate, you just go right.
Yeah.
To the visiting
It would
dugout.
Be weird.
Yeah.
It would be is like, I thought I touched it.
Is it possible that there just is no comparison to the stupidity
there
of what happened
be.
Yesterday?
There might not be.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. If you did that at home, I mean, the play is pretty much like it's live, but it's dead, right? The ball's over the fence. You're not running from over the
I guess you're right. I guess you're right there. But it's really hard to put it into perspective, though.
I don't think there may not be anything, but I guess that's probably the closest.
It's unique. It's a uniquely stupid thing to football.
Yes.
What if the Cardinals cut this guy?
They
would
won't
that make
because
a
they don't have,
to the
they
rest
won't
of the
have
people?
Any running backs
yeah, they,
at all. This
they
is
have,
like the, this is like their third stringer at the at this point anyway.
James Conner's out. Trey Benson's out. So they have Michael Carter and DeMarcado.
We have one more ugly because there was something uglier than that, and that's Ravens. I mean, who could expect this, right? I know they have injuries also. I think they have seven Pro Bowlers out of their lineup,
yeah, it's bad.
Including Lamar. But still, they've given up 35 points a game.
That's the tough part.
Right? That's the worst in all of football. It's the Ravens, for heaven's sakes. And the Houston Texans went in there and stepped on their throat yesterday.
X goes to the right side. Two receivers left. C.J. Stroud shotgun with Woody Marks in the backfield. First and goal at the 10. C.J. takes the snap. Firing right side of the end zone. Caught! X! Touchdown, Houston! Second touchdown of the day.
You want to talk about a guy who literally had no energy for a touchdown call? That was it right there.
Low energy, you said?
Yeah. Very low energy.
Yeah, the Ravens, I mean, I don't know. I mean, 1-4, I think they said eight teams since the merger, and there's been like 790 teams have started 1-4. So the odds of making the playoffs are not good. John Harbaugh said he's keeping his defensive coordinator.
I saw that.
Said we just got to do better. We got to work, you know, the old thing. Cooper Rush didn't look like he was exactly ready. Three interceptions. Derrick Henry, 15 carries, 33 yards. What is that? It's Derrick Henry. I mean, they're bad in every aspect.
When you don't have to load up the box to worry about LJ.
That helps.
And you just have to worry about stopping the king.
Right.
I'm sure the job becomes a little bit easier.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, when he comes back just alone, they're going to be better. But even with him, they were giving
up
37, 40, 80 points. I mean, it's, you know, after, anyway.
37, 40, 80
points.
80, 90, it doesn't matter.
We don't have time, but Scraby wanted me to get a bonus ugly in there because the Bengals look pretty bad,
too.
Oh,
yeah, they were pretty terrible. Jay
Browning, touchdown or interception after interception in that game yesterday.
And somehow Ja'Marr Chase ends up with 30 fantasy points. Which is amazing.
Well, that's what happens when the Lions go to sleep in the fourth quarter and he runs in there for a couple of long ones. My guy Otto Kemp is up. No score in the bottom of the third inning. Phillies, Dodgers. I don't think the Phillies have a hit yet. They have a hit batter and a walk.
Very Blake Snell-like.
Right, that's Blake, right?
No hits, but everything
Dodgers
else.
Only have the one hit by Mookie Betts against Jesus Luzardo so far. We're all keeping an eye on Otto Kemp, the Point Loma kid, goes down on strikes, swinging at that nasty Blake Snell stuff.
Yeah, that was a nasty pitch.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was only down, but it was moving like, I don't know.
Little slider. Little slider at 90.
But it was just moving all weird. Blake Snell, I don't know how he
does
it. It's
moving all weird.
Blake is in a gift.
Yes.
He's really good at baseball. At throwing a baseball in particular.
A couple of quick NFL notes. Chargers, bad news. Mario Hampton.
No!
IR with an ankle. Good news for the Chargers. They do play the Dolphins next week. So hopefully for them, they'll get back on track. And I think that's it. Churio is going to start tonight, game two for the Brew Crew. He had the hamstring injury in game one. That is a late breaking story.
Do you guys think the Yankees are done?
Yep.
Nope.
Toast.
No. I've seen 2-0 way too many times. Nobody's going into Yankee Stadium and eliminating them. I say it goes back to game five.
You have a lot of faith in the Yankees.
Why not?
Yeah, they can go down 3-1 or, right?
No. No. It's a 5-game series.
Yeah, they got to win them all. They got to win 3-1.
They can't go down 3-1 because
I've said that.
Well, they can go down 3-1. He can lose 3-1.
They can lose
3-1.
Oh,
I see.
That's what but it wouldn't make it back to Toronto either way, right? If they
No, it makes it back to Toronto if it's 2-2.
2-2, right?
Then game 5 3-1. Goes back to Toronto. Aaron Boone did say that he's considering some lineup tweaks for game 3.
If Toronto throws the ball like they did the first 2 days, it doesn't matter what they do with that lineup. So although they got some runs there late when they went to the bullpen, but
yeah, they're yeah.
That
it was
Toronto
12-0. Yeah, and then they got they came back a little bit. Snell just struck out Turner on another nasty one.
I don't know how those guys throw that where it's just like in between their fingers. I don't understand how you can throw a changeup like that or a splitter like that. What was that, Tony? A changeup?
A changeup.
So crazy to me. I wish I could pitch. That'd be amazing.
Yeah, I used to think the same thing, Scraby, when I was actually up on the mound.
You're like, I wish I could pitch.
Very a familiar thought I used to have. All right, stay tuned. We got NFL Monday night coming up. KC Jacks will be back. We got a full 4 hours tomorrow. Fantabulous game show, among the things, and we'll recap all the playoff baseball stuff. And whatever else might be happening. So enjoy the rest of your Monday. Thanks for being with us, Gwynn and Chris. For Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby, so long.
Peace out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.